Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dollar Dash, the game show that tests your knowledge with true or false trivia questions and rewards you with cold, hard cash. Our contestants will face off in a battle of wits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. For every correct answer, they'll earn money, but one wrong answer and they'll lose it all. With the pressure on and the stakes high, who will have what it takes to come out on top and leave with the grand prize? Let's find out as we begin the ultimate true or false trivia showdown on Dollar Dash.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dollar Dash. I'm your host for the evening, Mr. O, a.k.a. Nephew O, along with D.R.E., Dre, and the infamous Mr. J. I hope you guys are ready for a night full of action. That good grand prize. As you know, we had two winners the last couple of weeks, and we hope to see a new winner today. This is your time to go ahead and press one if you want to compete in the show tonight and possibly be selected to participate in the show this evening to have a chance at the grand prize. We're going to bring back our second place winner from last week, Mr. Brooklyn. If you're on the line, we're going to go ahead and bring you on in.
He's not on yet.
Okay. Yep.
Rules list for true or false Dollar Dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and Black History are worth 10 points, music is worth 5 points, and movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the Dollar Dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing Dollar Dash.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody, to Dollar Dash, where everybody can be a winner. Anybody that's on the line that still is still, we still have time to grow a cash pot. You can donate to Dollar Dash, the podcast. That's the word dollar, the word dash, the word the podcast. And, of course, the money sign in front of dollar. I think we're ready to get started here. Do we got Brooklyn on the line tonight? Yep. Brooklyn, what's going on, my brother?
Oh, man, my bad. Let me call in.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, man?
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. Okay. I thought I had to press one. My bad. Everything good. How y'all doing?
Man, we great, man. Blessed, man, and highly played favorite, man. We happy to have you here with us again tonight, man. I told you was coming back, man. You ready to win this money tonight?
The only thing I can do is try, you know?
Hey, try is a big bird. Come on down, Brooklyn.
Yes, sir. I'm walking down the stairs now.
Who's going to be our next contestant for tonight? Who's the luck? Who's the lucky contestant number two?
Got to press one.
Let's see who we got.
Got to press one.
Listen up, youth and adults, it's time to make your voices heard. Every vote matters in 2023 and 2024. Let's shape the future and empower our black community. Say no to drugs and gun violence. Let's reclaim our streets and create a safer environment for our people. Together, we can break the chains that hold us back. Black men, all men, honor, love, and respect the women in your lives. They are the heart and soul of our existence. Let's celebrate their strength and uplift their voices. Together, we rise.
Okay.
Jay, we have our next caller.
No, we wait. We still waiting for them ones to come on. Come on now, press the ones.
Don't be stage fright. We got you. It's okay.
Yeah. Try to win that money now. Press one.
We built this platform, you know, for us to find a way to give back to y'all. But we can't give back to y'all if y'all don't participate, you know? Like, you can't ask God for a blessing if you don't meet the steps to reach your blessing. So, y'all out there,
exactly.
Hit that one. Let's make it happen.
Even if you played last week, you still could press one again. You might just be lucky. You see the numbers up there. Hit that one button.
You gotta go to another song and come back. And, you know, like Jay said, like O said, you might be a little bit richer in the morning.
That goes somebody. You got somebody, Dre, hitting one.
Okay. It was a man.
Welcome.
Hey, it's Dr. James again. I played last week, but you want me to play again?
You heard.
Hey, come on down, Dr.
James. All right.
Okay, I'll play again.
Dr.
And then you go to Dallas Cowboys, it's 2 more.
We got 2 more spots available. If you want to participate, press 1. Make your week go a little bit smoother, possibly.
We need 2 more people.
We gotta go to a song and come back. And hopefully one of y'all will be the lucky, or two of y'all will be the lucky contestant on Dollar Bag.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave them back. I thought we'd get
everybody, welcome back. Dollar Dash, we ready for it. We need to get this party started. We got any new contestants?
Not yet. Clock is ticking.
If you want to participate, again, you have to press 1.
We waiting. We only need 2 more people. Two more callers. Dre, y'all do something while we wait for another two more contestants.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight. I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. Keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tap me on my shoulder.
More contestants.
Hey Jay.
Yep. Yeah.
I told you I donated. Why would I want to participate?
Hey, I think we got another caller on the line too, guys.
I think we got them already.
Okay.
Hey Jay.
Yeah, I heard you, Miles.
Okay. So you can mute me back, Jay.
Dre must have did that. Dre said we got the other two contestants.
Okay. All right, who's our next contestant? Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome, welcome, man. How the day be? How the day? How the evening?
That's great, man. Welcome to the show, man. Where you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from North Dakota.
Okay, North Dakota in the building tonight. You ready to win this money tonight, brother?
I'm going to try my best this year.
Well, yeah, come on down, man. We're going to go ahead and get money to get started. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to go to our fourth contestant. We have a fourth contestant.
Okay, yeah, I'm in here.
Okay, who's calling me now?
I'm calling from North Dakota.
Hi, North Dakota, I see you. North Dakota in the building heavy tonight. Okay,
That's right.
We're going to get ready to get started.
Okay.
Nice to have you. You ready to win this money tonight?
Yeah, we ready.
All right, let's get it started.
I'm ready. I just put y'all down, Mr. North Dakota and Miss North Dakota.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Without any further ado, we ready to get this thing going. I'm the host, Joe Sean, I'll be the one giving out the category. I'll be the one giving you the questions tonight. And
okay.
We'll be picking from three different categories this today. You'll have an opportunity to pick what category you want. The categories, I don't know if O gave them, but I'll give them again. The categories is the music category, Black history and science. And the last one is movies and TV. You'll be asked a question, and it's be a true or false answer, and you'll have 5 seconds to answer. If you don't answer in 5 seconds, O will let you know that your time has elapsed, and you'll be given no points for that one.
Okay.
All right.
So with that, like I said, without any further ado, the guy from Brooklyn, you won since you came in second place last week, and you won an automatic spot. You get to be the first one. Are you ready?
All right, we're gonna start 7 minutes now. Hey Siri, set me a timer for 7 minutes.
Guy from Brooklyn, you ready?
Set me a timer.
Oh, somebody muted him.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes.
Live,
7 minutes.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Starting now.
Black history. All right. Hey, 1 second with the timer. If we hear a little bit of noise in the background, they could mute their phone until it's their turn or something. All right.
Can you still hear it in the background?
No, I don't hear anything, man. I hear a little bit.
Okay. We ready to start the time?
Black history. Yeah, I'm ready.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, please.
7 minutes. Starting now.
Okay. The first question we have for Black History is the National Federation of the Blind was founded in 1940 to advocate for the rights of blind individuals. True or false?
True.
False. That one is false.
All right. Can you repeat that, though, so I can catch that?
No, we go on to the next question.
Okay, go ahead. Do you think?
All right. Dre, you missed out on the sound effects. But we're moving right along. Dr. James. Dr. James.
Yeah, Black History. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Black
can you
History.
Hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you. True or false? In 1990, the National Eye Health Education Program was established to promote vision, health, and prevent blindness.
True
it is. How many points is that? Are we doing different points, or are they all the same?
Black History Science is 10 points. Music
okay.
is 5 points, and movies and TV shows is 3 points. Remember, those add up too.
Movies is 3. Okay. All right. Moving right along. Mr. North Dakota, do you know what category you want? Black history and science, movies and TV, or music?
Let's go with music.
Music, okay. Music. True or false, Jay-Z's debut album was titled Reasonable Doubt. True or false?
True
it is. Okay, we're moving right along. Miss North Dakota.
All right, I'm in here.
All right, what category would you like? Music, TV and movies,
science.
Or Black History and Science? Science?
Black
History
and
Science?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go. True or false, in 1980, the first African-American male, Carl Lewis, won an Olympic gold medal in the long jump. True or false?
True
it is. Okay. Are we moving right along? It's back. Oh, God from Brooklyn, you back up again.
Black history.
What category would you like?
Black history.
Black history.
Yes.
True or false? The first African American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in figure skating was Debbie Thomas in 1988. True or false?
True it is.
Okay, moving right along. Dr. James.
Black history.
Okay, black history. True or false? In 1991, African-American mathematician and NASA scientist Katherine Johnson received the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
False
it is, you're right. Okay, Mr. North Dakota, what category would you like?
I'm going to go with music again.
Music again, okay. And music is 3 points, right, O?
I thought music
is 5 points. 5 points.
Yeah.
Music is 5 points. Five. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and here we go with the music. True or false? Aretha Franklin's Respect was released in 1965. True or false?
I don't know what false on that one.
Yeah, false it is. It was released in 1967. You're right. You get another 5 points. Okay, Miss North Dakota.
What category
was fun?
Let's go ahead and do history, Black history and science again.
Black history and science, okay. Black history and science. True or false? In 2003, African-American surgeon Dr. Ben Carson became the first person to successfully separate conjoined twins joined at the head. True or false?
Five seconds.
I said it was true.
I can't say what it was.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, we're moving right along. So, which one is 3 points again? You said the TV and movies.
The movies and TV shows. But they all add up, so don't be fooled.
Yeah,
they all add up.
They all add up. You're right about that. All right. The guy from Brooklyn is back on you again. What category you want?
Black history.
Black history. Okay, Black History Month. We got a bunch of these. True or false? African-American scientist Dr. Patricia Bath invented the laser focal probe.
That's the end of the round. That's the end of the round. 7 minutes is up. 7 minutes is up. End of the round.
Okay. That's the end of the first round. So we'll be going into a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the second round on the Dollar Dash. Maestro, some music, please, or commercial break.
Come on.
I keep looking for the answers, but I keep on getting stuck. Everybody say they fuck with you, but keep on switching up. They show fake love, every couple months they checking up. And if he's talking on me, bet his fucking chopper rip him up. They know it's Dando, chopper on me, fully loaded, 100 rounds of ammo. And if you try to play with me, then I'll play you like banjo. Said I come from the rock, where all my shooters on commando. I said, oh, I see my brothers, now we running out of candles. I poured a bottle out for all my feelings I can't handle. I swear my fucking heart gone, put it all in my song. I'm talking to the rapper just so I can write all my wrongs. And I feel like the king and all of y'all just look like my pawn. Fuck it, how you kill the pain, do it with like Bob Bond. Demons been up in my brain, now I feel like a lost cause. Fucked up, now I'm seeing all the pain that I caused. Babe, I don't know if I can say any heartbreak. Any heartbreak, I
brain. I done took my phone off D&D for the last time. Said R.I.P. my brother, so I say that for the last time. And I come from a city where murder they favorite pastime. Spun around the block, caught a op, he's seeing flatlines. Spun around the block, caught a op, and now he dead. I said I got paranoid, I've been creeping in my head. And if he try to play with me, then I'ma fill him up with lead. If I see a op, I'm seeing red. If he talking on the phone, I make him regret what he said. I just popped another perk, and I can't wait to go to bed. I said, bitch, I'm counting bread. You can see it spread. Got two hollow tips, they hit his head and turn him to a sped. If he talking on my name, I grab the chopper out the shed. And if he playing with me, then he know he playing with his life. I got a bad bitch, and I can't wait to make her my wife. And any bitch that took my heart and broke that shit, then you could die. Bitch, bae, I don't know if I can take any heartbreak.
We ready? We ready for round two?
Yeah, we back with round two. Just to let everybody know, we have Dr. James is in first place with 20 points, and we have a three-way tie for second place, with each contestant having 10 points. And I believe we left off with the guy from Brooklyn picking Black History Month. So we're gonna pick off right where we're gonna start off right where we left off right there. Black History.
All right. Ready for the timer?
Okay. Yeah, he picked Black History.
All right.
So we get ready.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, that, please.
Let's get it on. Starting now. Okay, here we go. True or false. The Black Lives Matter movement was founded in 2013 following the acquittal of Trayvon Martin, killer. True or false?
It's true, but somebody in the background, you can't really hear, but I heard what you said. It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's get it on.
Okay, Dr. James.
Yeah. Okay, Black History.
Black History. True or false? Dr. James, in 1997, Maya Angelou, an influential...
You know, you got a comedian back there. Keep talking.
In 1997, Maya Angelou, an influential African-American author and poet... Maya Angelou. You heard me?
Yeah, I heard you. Maya Angelou.
An influential African-American author and poet was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. True or false?
True.
False.
True.
It's false.
You got me on that one.
Fast one. You try to pull a fast one.
They're not all true. Miller, North Dakota,
you. I'm gonna go with music again.
Music again, okay.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, music. Here we go. True or false? The Wu-Tang Clan debut album was titled 36 Chambers. True or false? True it is. Okay. Miss North Dakota.
Yes, sir.
What category would you like?
Black history and science.
Black history and science. Okay, here
yep.
we go. Black history and science. Okay. True or false? The Tuskegee Airmen were the first African-American military aviators in the United States Armed Forces during World War II. True or false?
True.
Did I just hear a
true.
Guy say true and then a female say true?
Oh, if it did, I don't know. I ain't hear nobody, but that's my answer, true.
No, it is. It's true. It's true.
Boom. Okay.
Let's get it on.
Okay, moving right along. The guy from Brooklyn, which category would you like?
Black history.
Black history, okay. Okay, true or false? In 2008, African-American swimmer Colin Jones won an Olympic gold medal in the 400-meter freestyle relay. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is.
Let's get it on.
All right. Moving right along. Dr. James, what would you like?
Black history again.
Okay, here we go. True or false? In 2013, the film 12 Years a Slave won an Academy Award for the Best Picture, highlighting the harsh realities of slavery. True or false?
True.
That's 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Time is fire.
Get that five. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, 5 seconds. There's no points for that one. All right. Mr. North Dakota.
I'm going to give me some knowledge, Gene. Let me go with the black history with science. Give me some knowledge.
Black history?
Yeah.
Okay, well, since black history, I'll give you the same question. And, oh, no, we got to move along. We can't do the same question. That's right. In 2014, Robin Roberts, an African-American television broadcaster, received the Author Ask Courage Award at the ESPYS. True or false?
I'm going to say false. I don't watch the ESPYS, so show got me on that one.
Nah, it was true.
Yeah, okay. I don't watch the ESPYS.
Okay, Miss North Dakota, on you.
All right. I'm going to do black history and science.
Black history and science, okay.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. In 2019, African-American astrophysicist Dr. Shanta Precon Weinstein became the first black woman to hold a faculty position in theoretical cosmology.
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is.
Hey.
Let's get it on.
All right. We're moving right along. I'm a guy from Brooklyn.
Black history.
Black history again? Okay, black history it is. True or false? In 1985, the first International Blind Sports Federation World Championships were held to promote sports participation among the visually impaired individuals. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is.
That's time. That's the end of the second round.
That's the end of the second round. We'll be start going to commercial. We'll be starting back off with Dr. James when we come back.
Are y'all ready to eat yet? To eat now? Yes. Yeah.
You pressure, babe. She like to find the things. You pressure, babe. You pressure, pressure, pressure. You pressure, babe. She like to
find.
Whoa.
Baby, we can get close. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Baby, we can get closer. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home.
Mommy,
no lie, I'm trying to spend some time with you. Like, no lie, I'm trying to put this dick on you. No lie, I'm trying to smoke a vibe with you. Dope, baby, show me what that mouth do. It's just something that you do, and I want to pursue it. Have you in the newest, baby? Take you to the bedroom, shorty, that's the red room. Me and you a back shot, baby. And then I'm flipping on your side. Girl, I know you like it. I can see you in my future. And I ain't even psyched. Got you ripping on the sheets. I love it when you ride it. Put you on some new shit. Don't knock it till you try it. Baby, we can get close. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Baby, we can get closer. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Addicted to your body. And baby, I'm an addict. If a nigga disrespect you, then I'ma call some habit. We can fly across the globe. And I ain't even brag. Made you come so many times. She said it feel like magic. It's just something that you do. And I wanna pursue it. How these bitches clueless, baby. They wanna know what we doing. When we doing what we doing. Gotta keep them out of business, baby. Then I'm flipping on your side. Girl, I know you like it, I can see you in my future. And I ain't even psyched, got you gripping on the sheet. I love it when you ride it, put you on some new shit. Don't knock it till you try it. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, we can get close. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends, we too grown to pretend to come home. Baby, we can get closer. I'm talking real, real close. Add me to your close friends. We too grown to pretend to come home. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I gotta go. You're on speaker.
Okay.
Welcome back. We back
for the final round. We have the guy from Brooklyn leading in first place. We have North Dakota in second place with 30 points. Dr. James in third place with 20 points, and Mr. North Dakota in fourth place with 15 points. But don't forget, the guy from Brooklyn already took his choice, so you're finishing up the third round. So, Miss North Dakota, you need to get this one right. You'll be tied with the guy from Brooklyn for first place. James and Mr. North Dakota. May God be with you.
Well,
Right now, I'm going with Black History.
Okay, Black History it is.
All right. You ready for the timer?
Yeah. Hit the timer, O.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, please.
7 minutes. Starting now.
Let's get it on.
Okay, you ready? All right, Dr. James, true or false? In 2017, African-American actor Sterling K. Brown became the first black man to win the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a TV drama in over 20 years. True or false?
True.
True it is. Right back in it. Okay, Mr. North Dakota. It's on you.
I'm going to go with Black History and Science.
Okay, Black History and Science. Okay, true or false? In 2020, African-American actress Viola Davis became the first black woman to win an Oscar, Emmy, and Tony Award for acting. True or false?
Ooh, that's true.
True it is. Right back in it. All right, Miss North Dakota, you need this.
All right, I'm ready. We're going to do Black History and Science.
Black History and Science.
Yep.
Okay. Black History and Science. Here we go. True or false. African Americans and Hispanics experience disparities in accessing mental health services, often facing barriers such as stigma and limited resources. True or false?
True.
True it is. No, we got a two-way tie for first place. Two-way tie for first place. Dr. James in second place with 30 points, and Mr. North Dakota in fourth place with 25 points. But everybody is still within range of winning. All right, we're moving on. The guy from Brooklyn.
Black History it is.
Black History, true or false? In 2005, Hurricane Katrina exposed the disparities in healthcare and emergency response system that disproportionately affected African American and Hispanic communities. True or false?
True it is.
Let's get it on.
Dr. James.
Black History and Science.
In 2009, African American physician Dr. Regina Benjamin was appointed as the 18th Surgeon General of the United States. True or false?
True.
True it is.
Let's get it on.
All right. Mr. North Dakota.
I got to roll with the Black History, man, and the Science.
All right. Let's hope we pick out a good one for you. True or false. In 2012, African American actress and advocate Taraji P. Henson launched the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation to provide mental health support in the black community. True or false?
True.
True it is. Everybody on the road. Okay,
Miss North Dakota, you.
All right, it's Black History and Science.
Black History and Science. Okay, here we go. In 2015, the Black Women's Health Imperative launched the My Sister's Keeper campaign to address the health disparities faced by African American women. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is.
Let's get it on.
Well, this is tight. This is a tight one. This is anybody's game tonight. The guy from Brooklyn, it's on you.
Black History.
Black History. African American, true or false, true or false, African American scientists. Oh, no, we did that one. My bad. Let's go. African, true or false, in 2022, African American physician Dr. Kismia Corbett was named as one of the Time magazine's 100 most influential people for her work in vaccine development. True or false?
That's true.
True it is. True it is.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it.
Dr. James, I'm going with African American. I'm going with African American history and science.
African American, okay. In 2021, African American mathematician Dr. Tatiana Williams was appointed as the inaugural Dean of College of Natural and Social Sciences at Harvey Mudd College. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. We on a roll. Everybody on a roll. Mr. North Dakota, son, you.
I'm going to go with Black History and Science.
Black History and Science. In 1989, African-American chemist Dr. Maria Menard Deli became the first African-American woman to earn a Ph.D. in chemistry. True or false?
True.
Nope, false.
That was old. I said one would have got it by then.
They're not all true. All right. What it's going to be, Miss North Dakota. You need this one.
All right. Black History and Science.
Black History and Science. In 1995, in 1995, African-American physicist Dr. Sylvester James Gates made a significant contribution to supermetry, a branch of theoretical physics. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is.
That's the end of the round. The round is up. Round is up. Round is up.
That's the last round?
Yes, sir. That was the end of the third round, the end of the final round. We have a winner.
Oh, well, no. We have a two-way tie for first place between the guy from Brooklyn and Miss North Dakota. Looks like we're going to have to do a sudden death. We want to thank all the participants this evening.
Questions?
And we have to do a sudden death, a tiebreaker for the winner. So we want to thank all the other contestants and for participating tonight. Dre.
Yeah.
You think you could play a song and we could go back behind the scenes? How they do it in court, a pro
coach, the bench.
Yeah. All right, you
all right,
we're
going to go ahead
and go.
The game show that tests your knowledge with true or false trivia questions and rewards you with cold, hard cash. Our contestants will face off in a battle of wits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. For every correct answer, they'll earn money, but one wrong answer and they'll lose it all. With the pressure on and the stakes high, who will have what it takes to come out on top and leave with the grand prize? Let's find out as we begin the ultimate true or false trivia showdown on Dollar Dash. Tonight marked our first live on-air adventure, and we want to leave you inspired, encouraged, and with a smile on your face. We want to shout it from the rooftops on Dollar Dash. Everybody, and we mean everybody, will have a chance at winning that coveted cash pot each and every week. No one will be left behind because, hey, each one holds one. It's all about unity and creating a fair playing field. We strongly encourage all our fantastic participants to donate to Dollar Dash. Remember, the more we donate, the bigger that cash prize becomes. Let's make it rain dollar bills and watch that pot grow. It's like a magical money plant that keeps on giving. Now, folks, while you're enjoying the excitement, we also remind you to play responsibly. Keep those wits sharp and enjoy the thrill within your means. We want everyone to have a blast while keeping their wallets intact. Dollar Dash was executively created, produced, and directed by the dynamic duo Dre and the one and only Mr. O. Their visionary minds and relentless passion brought this incredible show to life. They deserve a standing ovation. But here's the icing on the cake. Dollar Dash wasn't just created for fun and games. It's a way for us to lend a helping hand to our fellow neighbors and communities still recovering from the hardships of the pandemic. Together, we can make a difference. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you and a special shout out to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean platform and also the Humble Experience podcast for welcoming Dollar Dash with open arms, making us a part of their incredible family and network. We're grateful for their support. Now, dear listeners and participants, it's your turn. Spread the word like wildfire. Invite your friends, families. Rules list for true or false Dollar Dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and Black History are worth 10 points. Music is worth 5 points. And movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the Dollar Dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing Dollar Dash.
All right.
Okay,
we
okay,
back
okay,
on the sudden
okay,
death
okay.
round.
Quiet on the set. We went backstage and
We went back. We went back behind the scenes, and since this is the first time we ever had a sudden death, we just collaborated for a minute. And what we all came up with together, me, O, and Dre came up with, we're gonna do a sudden death. And the sudden death, you're not gonna be able to pick your own categories. But I could tell you this: it won't be any Black history and science questions. It'll be all music and music and movies and TV. Now we're gonna get everybody gonna get their chances, but the first person to get three wrong loses. So we're just gonna go back and forth from from movies to music.
Okay.
Everybody understand?
Yep,
yes,
I understand.
Sir.
You got everybody understand it? Okay, now,
yes, sir.
Since we all gentlemen in here, and we getting ready to start the sudden death, ladies first.
Okay.
We're going to go. So everybody still got a chance because you got, unless you get three wrong, you're still in it. So, and it's no Black history. It's all music and movies. Okay, so we're starting off with Miss North Dakota.
Okay, I'm
Miss
ready.
North Dakota. This is a music category. True or false? TLC's No Scrubs was released in 1997. True or false?
True.
I
should have known that shit. I fucked that shit.
True
it is. True it is. True it is.
Oh, I got it. I know it.
I don't know what you mean. Okay. All right. The guy from Brooklyn, it's on you. True or false? The Notorious B.I.G. real name was Tupac Shakur.
False.
False it is. His name is Christopher Wallace. Miss North Dakota. True
yes,
or false?
Sir.
Lauryn Hill's The Miss Education of Lauryn Hill won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards. True or false?
True.
True it is. The guy from Brooklyn, the Jackson 5's first hit single was I Want You Back. True or false?
True it is. Yeah, I'm not in
them. Okay.
I'm not in them.
Okay. All right, Miss North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
In 2018,
I was one
Black Panther in 2018 is the highest grossing film directed by a black filmmaker. True or false?
True.
True it is. Okay. The guy from Brooklyn. The reality show Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta, premiered in 2011.
True it is.
You was playing with that 5 seconds, boy. You lucky. True it is.
I watched that.
Okay, Miss North Dakota. Miss North Dakota, the movie Boys in the Hood was directed by John Singletary. True or false?
True.
True it is. The guy from Brooklyn, the TV show Insecure is based on a web series created by Issa Rae. True or false? 5 seconds. Pass. 5 seconds. Pass. 5 seconds. Pass. 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 5 seconds. No, no. I said true. I just didn't hear him. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear what he said. Okay, we didn't hear him. Okay. Take it easy. Miss North Dakota. The documentary 13 explores racial inequality in the criminal justice system. True or false?
True.
No.
True it is. True it is. True it is. The guy from Brooklyn. The TV show Scandal stars Viola Davis as the lead character.
True.
Nope. False. It stars Kerry Washington. It's false. All right, we got one wrong. That's an O. Miss North Dakota, the reality show The Real Housewives of Atlanta premiered before The Real Housewives of New York City. True or false?
True.
False, false. Oh, you got one wrong, too. All right. The guy from Brooklyn. The guy from Brooklyn. The TV show Black-ish follows the Johnson family in their experiences in predominantly white, in a predominantly white neighborhood. True or false?
False.
False it is. False it is. It focuses on a black neighborhood. Okay, Miss North Dakota. The movie Hidden Figure tells the story of an African-American mathematician at NASA. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. Okay. The guy from Brooklyn. The documentary When They See Us dwells into the Central Park 5 case. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. Okay, Miss North Dakota. The TV show Atlanta was created by Donald Glover.
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. Okay. The guy from Brooklyn. The guy from Brooklyn. The Color Purple was directed by Ava DuVernay. True or false?
False.
False it is. It was directed by Steven Spielberg. Okay. North Dakota. Rhythm.
Okay.
Rhythm, Rhymes and Flow is a competition for hip-hop artists. True or false?
False.
Nope, true. True it is. One more. Okay, the guy from Brooklyn, the movie Selma is a biography drama about the life of Maya Angelou. True or false? False it is. False it is. False it is. All right. Miss North Dakota, the TV show Power revolves around a drug dealer trying to leave the criminal world. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. The guy from Brooklyn. The documentary I Am Not Your Negro is based on the writings of James Baldwin. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. Okay. Miss North Dakota. The movie Creed features Michael B. Jordan as the son of Apollo Creed. True or false?
Oh, true?
True it is. The guy from Brooklyn. The TV show Living Single aired first on HBO. True or false?
False it is.
It aired on Fox. Okay. Miss North Dakota, the reality show Black Ink Crew follows the lives of tattoo artists in Chicago.
True.
False. It follows the tattoo artist in New York City. We have a winner tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's the God from Brooklyn.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that was a tough fight off, y'all.
Yeah.
That was really good.
We definitely thank all y'all, and second place to Miss North Dakota, you get a spot on our next week's show. So we'll definitely have you on the next week's show. And Mr. Brooklyn. Yes, and Mr. Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
And how you feel to wear the title belt this week, sir?
Well, I felt better than last week.
Yeah, man. So we're going to go ahead.
It was a tough one.
Y'all battled it out. Yes. But it's been a great show. We're going to get you on. We're going to get the infamous Dre to announce our prize for this evening, and then we're going to roll some quick credits, and then we're going to open the line for any Q&A before we close it out for this evening.
Okay.
All right, so what you need to do is just cash that. You have cash that?
Yes.
All right, so what you're going to do is you just change your crest. Give him the cash app name.
You want to give up the cash app?
Yeah, Jason, he has to request it from us.
Yeah, I got it. My phone was muted, but you send a request to $ the podcast. That's the word dollar, the word dash, the word the podcast.
Say that again, O.
I'll give it to him.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Okay.
That's personal.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah. Then go to the outro. Go to the outro.
All right, we're going to roll our credits real quick.
I mean, we all waiting to see how much he won.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Dre.
I'm waiting, too. We talking about everything but that.
From all the donations that we got this week, we want to thank everyone that donated to us. This is a very project that we started in the past 3 weeks. We've been making it happen. So this week, the winning pot is $68. So all you have to do is
how much?
$68
to the winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you to all.
Yeah. Well, we got
We're going to run a quick credit, and then we're going to open up the floor for about a quick 2 minutes for Q&A because we're running out of time. We had a sudden death tonight, so we're going to go ahead and run a quick credits for you guys, and we're going to open up.
Tonight marked our first live on-air adventure, and we want to leave you inspired, encouraged, and with a smile on your face. We want to shout it from the rooftops on Dollar Dash. Everybody, and we mean everybody, will have a chance at winning the coveted cash pot each and every week. No one will be left behind because, hey, each one holds one. It's all about unity and creating a fair playing field. We strongly encourage all our fantastic participants to donate to Dollar Dash. Remember, the more we donate, the bigger that cash prize becomes. Let's make it rain dollar bills and watch that pot grow. It's like a magical money plant that keeps on giving. Now, folks, while you're enjoying the excitement, we also remind you to play responsibly. Keep those wits sharp and enjoy the thrill within your means. We want everyone to have a blast while keeping their wallets intact. Dollar Dash was executively created, produced, and directed by the dynamic duo Dre and the one and only Mr. O. Their visionary minds and relentless passion brought this incredible show to life. They deserve a standing ovation. But here's the icing on the cake. Dollar Dash wasn't just created for fun and games. It's a way for us to lend a helping hand to our fellow neighbors and communities still recovering from the hardships of the pandemic. Together, we can make a difference. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you and a special shout out to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean platform and also the Humble Experience podcast for welcoming Dollar Dash with open arms, making us a part of their incredible family and network. We're grateful for their support. Now, dear listeners and participants, it's your turn. Spread the word like wildfire. Invite your friends, families.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Dre, our contestants, I thank y'all. Y'all did great tonight. It was competitive, and I appreciate everything, and I hope that you guys enjoyed yourselves. We're going to get ready to open up the lines to see if anybody want to ask the contestants any questions or ask any of the hosts any questions. You will have to press one now before we wrap it up because we're getting tight on time here. Anybody?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. What's up, Brother Miles?
Brother Miles, how y'all doing?
Good,
congratulations,
good.
New Yorker.
Thank you,
Miss North Dakota.
You.
I mean, Miss North Dakota. I was rooting for you.
Oh, yeah, she's on. She's on.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
Yeah, she was taking some shots, boy.
Yeah, it was a barn burner, man.
Yeah, it was close.
Yep.
I'll tell you the truth. It was closer than I thought.
Yeah, because she caught up with him in that last round.
Yeah, I don't, and I was trying to switch it up. Like, I was trying to switch it up, but either they fast with their fingers, with that computer, or something.
Miss North Dakota, if you're still there, Mr. North Dakota, you should tutor him.
I don't know, because I don't know. Some of them questions I put a spin on, but I don't know. 5 seconds go fast. That ain't really enough time for nobody to use Google.
No,
that ain't enough time for nobody to Google nothing or tell nobody. 5 seconds go fast as hell. So those are just a lot of lucky guesses.
Jay, Miss North Dakota, well, she was answering a question quick though. They was all quick answers. So
she got a pass too. I think she inspired on one. Still came back.
Nah, she made it through that. She made it through. The only one in 5 seconds got was Dr. James, one time.
Yeah, Dr. James.
It almost got her.
Yep. Man. But we got Dre, you there? Okay. All right. We got anybody else that wanna chime in on the show tonight? Any questions for the host or any of the contestants? If you do, you gotta press one. If not, we're gonna go ahead and call it a night and we're gonna get our week started on the right side. Okay. All right, Dre, we're going to go ahead and close it out, man. Thanks to everybody for tuning in to Dollar Dash each and every week at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call the same number, same time. Jay, you want to give out that number one good time for me for the listeners that may be on a link?
Which number is that?
To the show.
Oh. 563-999-3718.
All right. And then we got who we got coming up next? We got we still got the Lisa Experience on Wednesday, on Thursday night. You want to give all that a shout out, Jay?
What's today? Monday. The next show we got Thursday. We got the Lisa Experience on Thursday at 8:00. And then everybody know we got Keeping It Real on Friday at 8:00. And then we got Shadi with Let's Talk About It All on Saturday. And then we got Sundays, we got The Point of Impact.
With Malai
in them, yeah. We might have something Wednesday at 4:30. I don't know if DJ Ray Boogie coming back with the afternoon music for 45 minutes, but I have to post that. I don't know. He said he was going to start back with some afternoon. DJ Ray Boogie going to start back DJing on Wednesday afternoons for 45 minutes, but I'm not sure.
Ray Boogie. I appreciate it.
He was changing too. I'm just saying, Nick. He was changing too.
We got to get him on. But Uncle Jay, man, I appreciate you, Dre. Thank you, man. Another great show. Another great week, man. Let's keep it rolling, man. Let's get the listeners what they really want, man. It's Dollar Dash, man. We ready for you. We'll see you guys next week. Yes. All right, everybody have a good night. We out. Peace.
Peace.